Today's daf is Makis Daf Ches, and we are in the middle of the Amid, about 30 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis. So yesterday, at the very, very tail end of the daf, we began the second perek in Masechtas Makis, a completely new sugya, the sugya of Golos. So the Torah says that if somebody kills somebody, b'mezid, he's chayiv misas bezdin, misas sayef. If somebody kills somebody b'shoigik, he has to go to Golos. Golos was one of the Ari Miklot, one of the Batei Halevi'im. He had to be there at Mois Kohen Gadol. For whatever reason, when the Kohen Gadol died, he now was considered to have Kapara. At this point, he was allowed to leave Golos. Either way, the first sugya here in Perek Eloi Nagoylin discusses some of the nuances in terms of what the definition of Shoigig is as it relates to Ritzicha B'Shoigig. And as we saw just from learning the Gemara already briefly, that what's considered Shoigig, Le'inyin Ritzach B'Shoigig, isn't necessarily the same as what's considered Shoigig when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, where the halach is if someone's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he would have to bring a Karban Chatas. Either way, a lot of nuances in terms of levels of Shigaga, so there's subtleties in the sugya. Obviously, whenever you have sugyas that deal with subtle svaras, each svara, each right turn, left turn, raya, iba yisema, havamina maskana, ni chikul adas, but we of course do what we do. The first yisoy that the Mishnah mentions is that the only time somebody is chayiv galus for killing somebody b'shoigig is if the act that he was involved in that caused the ritzicha b'shoigig was done b'derech nefila. But if it was done b'derech aliyah, then the halach is he's not going to be chayim. The Mishnah gave three examples of what derech nefila is and what derech yirid is. The first one is somebody's working on his roof and he has a roller and he's smearing tit on his roof. So if he was pushing, it was derech yirida, it falls, it kills somebody, he's going to be chayiv misa, or he's going to be chayiv gos. Additionally, if somebody was mishalshol b'chavis, somebody had a chavis and he was lowering it from his roof, it fell, it killed somebody, being that it's derech yirida, if it happened b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv gos. And then finally, if somebody himself was yoyred b'sulan, he was walking down a ladder, he himself slipped, he fell and he killed somebody, he'd be chayiv gos. But if you took all three of those cases and you reversed it, you did it not in the motion of going down, but rather moving up. So for example, you're pulling the magela towards you, or you're lifting a chavis, or you're walking up a ladder, being that it's derech ali, it's not derech yirida. In all three of those cases, the halach is not going to be chayiv gos. So says the Gemara, and we went through this quickly at the end of the daf, but we'll just chazer it over and segue into today's daf. Somebody who's going up a ladder, and as he's going up the ladder, he puts his foot on one of the steps of the ladder, one of the rungs of the ladder, that rung falls, and it kills somebody. What's the halacha? Meaning, is he chayiv golas or is he not chayiv golas? What's the shiloh? Do we look at it as derech aliyah, or do we look at it as derech yirida? On the one hand, he's walking up the ladder. So from that standpoint, it's derech aliyah. But then again, what killed the person was the rung, and it killed because he pressed his foot down on the rung. That was a downward motion. So maybe you should look at it as derech yirida. Amale. So he told him back, kvar nogata b'yirida sheitz derech aliyah. Really, what this is, it's a case of yirida, true, because putting your foot down, applying pressure downward, is technically a derech yirida motion, but you're doing it because you're trying to walk up the ladder. Just from the physics standpoint, the way you walk up is by putting your foot down, and that gives you now the push to be able to move upwards. But the point is yirida shitzar chaliyah, so what? And that's the previous brisa that we had, where the Gemara was dashing all the different sukkim, one of which was that a yirida shitzar chaliyah, the halacha is, it's viewed as a derech yirida, and you're going to be chayiv gos. The Mishnah, after it mentioned the halacha of derech yirida, derech yirida, the Mishnah mentioned the klal. It was the last line of the Mishnah. Zeh haklal. Kol she b'derech yirida say goyla, shalei b'derech yirida say eine goyla. And we know whenever the Mishnah says zeh haklal, it's coming to be marba something. So at first glance, what exactly is the riboy? So the Gemara says maybe it's this sugya, maybe it's yirida shitzar chaliyah. Also, esvei zeh haklal. When the Mishnah mentioned the rule kol she b'derech yirida say goyla, shalei b'derech yirida say eine goyla, shalei b'derech yirida say lasuye mai. What's coming to be marba, something that I wouldn't have realized is shaloi b'derech yirida, And now we're coming to be marba and say that it is shaloi b'derech yirida. Isn't it coming to be marba this case, the case of yirida shitzarech aliyah? And if that's the case, what the Mishnah is saying is, kol shaloi b'derech yirida say enoi goyla, the rabbi's yirida shitzarech aliyah, that it's considered derech aliyah, not derech yirida. But the Gemara says, if you want to tell me that the Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah, is coming to include yirida shitzarech aliyah, then why only say that the Seifa, the second part of the Zeh HaKlal, is being marba yirida shitzarech aliyah? Maybe the Reisha, maybe the first part of the Zeh HaKlal is being marbi yiridah shitzarech aliyah. When it says kol shav derech yiridasai lasuye mai, shouldn't you say the same thing? Lav lasuye kei gavno. So it's for that reason. It's you can't tell me that the Mishnah is coming to be marba yiridah shitzarech aliyah because zil hacha v'zil hacha. What then is the Mishnah coming to be marba? So you read the Shitzarech Aliyah is going to be chayef based on the Braisa. And if somebody's walking up a ladder and he pushes downwards as he's walking up, it's Yerida Shitzarech Aliyah, Kfar Nogata be Yerida Shitzarech Aliyah, you're going to be chayef. Okay, so that leaves us in Cheshbin with a question. When the Mishnah says, it's not coming to include neither the Reisha or the Seifa, the Halacha of Yerida Shitzarech Aliyah. What then is it coming to include? Says the Gemara, Lasuye Katsav. It must be, it's coming to be Marba, a case regarding the butcher. Hachinami Lasuye Katsav. Meaning both the first part and the second part of the Zeh HaKlal is coming to be Marba, the Halacha regarding the Katsav. The Tanya, who's this butcher? Katsav, Shoyim Katsav. There was a butcher who was doing what he does. He was butchering. Tanach, the one Brisa says, Lefanov, if as he was swinging his cleaver, his knife that he uses to cut meat, forward, and the top of it slipped off, and he accidentally killed somebody, he'll be chayev. La'achrov, if the motion, however, that he was doing that killed somebody was behind him, pot. V'tanya yidach, another braisa said, la'achrov, if he was swinging it behind him and he killed somebody, b'shoyki chayev goes. L'fonim, if he did it forward, pot. V'tanya yidach, there's a third braisa that said, bein l'fonim, bein l'achrov chayev. It doesn't matter if it's in front of you or behind you, you're always going to be chayev. V'tanya, there's a fourth braisa that said, bein l'fonim, bein l'achrov pot. So what's going on over here? You have four braises that all contradict each other. But it's not a steer. Can be a reader. The rule of thumb is the rule of our Mishnah. If it's derech Yerida, you're going to be chayv. If it's derech Aliyah, you're going to be potter. So we're not butchers. But the truth is, if you think of the motion that's involved in swinging this cleaver, so what happens is you would have to swing it down a little bit to bring it up. Then you'd bring it behind your back, which means it's now going back again behind your back. And then you'd bring it back up to do your chop. So there's an upward movement and a downward movement, lefanov. And there's an upward movement and a downward movement, la'achrov. And that's the rule. It doesn't matter really if it's lefanov or if it's la'achrov. What matters is if it's derech yirida or it's derech yirida. And all these different braises that attribute different laws to the cases are talking about different nuances, different snapshots within this one motion that the Katsav used to do. The Gemara just goes through it. Can be Yerida, Shalafanov, the Aliyah Shalachrov. The Brisa that says, Lafanov Chayev Lachrov Potter. Lafanov means when it was Derech Yerida Lafanov. La'achrov potter is when it was derech aliyah la'achrov. Kam ba'aliyah shalafanov v'yirida shalachrov. The braisa that says that you're potter lafanov and you're chayev la'achrov is when the lafanov motion was aliyah and then you killed, but the la'achrov motion was yirida. Kan, the braisa that says that you're chayev lafanov u'la'achrov is talking about the yirida shalafanov v'shalachrov, both were derech yirida. And the braisa that says you're both potters, kam ba'aliyah shalafanov v'shalachrov. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter if it's lafanov u'la'achrov. That's why you have a braisa that says lafanov chayev, lafanov potter, la'achrov chayev, la'achrov potter, because lafanov la'achrov is not the point. The point is it derech yirida or is it derech aliyah? If it's a derech yirida motion lafanov, you're going to be chayev. If it's a derech yirida motion la'achrov, you're going to be chayev. If it's a derech aliyah motion lafanov, you're going to be potter. If it's a derech aliyah motion la'achrov, you're going to be potter. The bottom line is when the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal, kol shav derech yiridasai goyla, v'shaloi b'derech yiridasai eina goyla, it's the rabbi's the katzav. That this butcher, I guess there was some havamina that maybe you should look at it differently, but the bottom line is, the way you look at it, is that any motion that he does, bein lafanov, bein la'achrov, that's b'derech yiridasai goyla, any motion that he does, whether it's lafanov la'achrov, shaloi b'derech yiridasai, the halacha is yinakeh b'godogol. Zok the Gemara, le'im b'kitanoi. this shayla of somebody was walking up a ladder. V'nishmat hashliva mitachtav. Rav Avoh shayla, the rung fell downwards and killed. Do you look at it as derech aliyah? Do you look at it as derech yerida? So the Gemara says, l'chura, it would seem to you machlekes tana. Bryce says, somebody was walking up a ladder. V'nishmat hashliva mitachtav. Tami chad chay v'tani yedach pater. So one Bryce said chay, one Bryce says pater. This was literally Rav Avoh shayla. So clearly, somebody's going up a ladder, but v'nishmat hashliva mitachtav, there's a braisa that says chayv, there's a braisa that says patas. Isn't it mefurish machloikis tanoim? My la b'hokim. If we get the marasav yirida here, marasav aliyah, the Gemara says loy. It's not mukhach. Could be everybody really is going to hold that aliyah here. Maybe everyone holds that it's really an aliyah. Kan line zokin, kan le golos. When is there in halacha that the only time you chay is if it's derech yirida, but if it's derech aliyah, you're going to be potter? That's regarding golos. This chiddush of our Mishnah that you only chay b'derech nefila, you're not going to find anywhere in Bava Kama, in Bava Metzia, in Bava Basra. The only time you find this halacha is when you learn the second parak of Masechtas Makis, because it's an exclusive halacha to the laws of golos. Learned out from a pasuk, Vayapil Ola Vayomois, Vahuloi Oyev Loy Vloy Mavakish Rosai. It's a parsha's Masse, it's in the parsha of the Ritzech, Beshoigig. It says Vayapil, and we learn from there Bederech Nefila. But let's say in Hilchas Nezokin, if somebody's a Mazik, if someone's a Chayvah Bechadere, and he does it Bederech Aliyah, Avada, you're going to be Chayev. There's no question you're going to be Chayev. So says the Gemara, it could be there's no stira between the two prices. It could be the price that says Potter is because that Tana held that it's considered Derech Aliyah, and for that reason, you're going to be Potter. Either the price that says Chayev, that price I'm talking about Golos. That price is talking about Nezokin. And in Nezokin, Avada, you're going to be Chayev. Ah, you're going to ask me a kasha, why you Chayev in Nezokin? You're a Shoigig. Aren't you a shaykeg? When we say chayev potter, when you killed somebody, we mean chayev galus, because you're only a shaykeg. So if you're shaykeg, what's the tzad that you should be chayev nezokin? The Torah says, Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. We know that in Hilchas Nezokin, bein shaykeg, bein mezid, bein oynis, bein ratzen. So it's true you're a shaykeg. If you kill someone, you're going to be chayev galus. If you mazik someone, you're going to be chayev like a regular mazik. Because when it comes to nezokin, there's no nafgemina. There's no nafgemina between shaygeg and between mezit. There actually is a nafgemina when you learn the sugyas and chayev b'chaveiroi boishas. You're only chayev if you mavayish somebody. But mezit, you're not chayev if you're chayev, if you mavayish somebody. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, very simple. One price is talking about nezokin, one price is talking about galus. You might say another teretz, and this is another subtle svara. Hava ha, the galus. Maybe both prices talking about golos. Like kasha hoda aslia, hoda aslia. One case was talking about where the rung that fell down and killed was wormy. What's the point that it was wormy? It was drooping down a little bit, and because it was drooping down a little bit over there, you have to be ma'ayin in the rishonim. Take a look at the Ritva to understand the svara a little bit. But basically, the point is that being that it was drooping already, when you stepped on it, it's considered more of a derech yirida, as opposed to when you walk on a firm rung and you now are walking up. But somehow, b'derech agav, because you're pressing down to get up, that causes the rung to fall. Maybe that would be considered derech aliyah. So when there's something already wrong with the step, with the rung, and it's already bending down a little bit, that downward motion is considered as a derech yirida motion, as opposed to if it's a firm, strong one, not. Iba yaseima, same teretz, but just a different reason why maybe the rung was a little weaker, not because it's worming. One of them is a little firmer, the other one is a little bit less firm. Either way, it's up to Mishnah right there. Nishmatam barzel mikitoi. So one of the psukim that describe Ritech b'shoigik is Vasha Yavoi Esrei Eyu Bayar. I'm reading the pasuk from the side. So person, he's in a yar, he's in a forest. Lachtoi veitzim. He was hacking holtz. V'nitcha yodoi bagarzel lichrei so'eitz. So he picks up the axe. He's about to chop the wood, the noshal habarzel min ha'etz. So it's a little bit ambiguous what happened, and we're going to see in the Mishnah, it's actually Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim exactly what happened. But the barzel, that's the metal part of the axe, now went min ha'etz, umotz esreyeyu, it killed his friend, b'shoikik, hu yonos alachas aharim ha'ele, b'choy, in order to live, to save himself, to spear himself from the wrath of the Goyal Adam. So he's given Ore Miklot, run away to one of these cities, that's where you're going to be safe. So this is one of the psukim that describe it, Tzicha B'shoik. Zok to Mishnah, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikitei V'Horak. If the barzel, if when the person was chopping wood, the metal part of the axe flung off, hit somebody and killed him. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, in that case, ain't a goyle. You don't go to Golis. That's not the case of the Pasuk. That's not what the Pasuk means when it says, V'nashal ha-barzal minoetz. The Chachamim say, no, just the opposite. Good. That's when you do go to Golis. Min ha-etz ha-mispakeya. What about if, as the person's chopping wood, so he hits the wood, and part of the wood that he hit now flies, hits somebody, and kills him. Rebbe says, goyle, it's in that case that you're going to go to Golis. The Chachamim say, ain't a goyle, no. In that case, you're not going to go to Golis. So there's a machloikis, literally, menakotze alakotze, from sea to shining sea, in terms of how you understand Pashu Pshad and the Pasuk, that describes the Retzach B'Shoikik. There's a person, he's in a wood, he's chopping, he's on a forest, he's chopping wood. The Nashal Habarzal Minoetz. According to Rebbe, what it means is you hit the wood, and the wood that you hit went and killed somebody. According to the Chachamim, the Nashal Habarzal, the barzal itself, went off the top of the axe. That was what Tanya, Amalim, Rebbe, the Chachamim, Rebbe told the Chachamim, V'chinemar, the Nashal Habarzal Me'etzoi. Does it say that the barzal went off its wood, meaning if off its handle? The Nashal HaBarzal Minoetz. Rebbe says, according to you, Chachamim, that what happened here is that the metal part of the axe flung off. Why does it say in the Pasuk Minoetz? The Nashal HaBarzal Minoetz. According to you, it's the Nashal HaBarzal Minoetzai. From its wood, from its handle. It sounds like we're talking about the wood that you were chopping. For Oidi told him, Nemar Eitz Lamato. It says Eitz over here. The Nemar Eitz Lamalo. Ma Eitz Amal Lamalo Min Eitz Amispake. Af Eitz Amal Lamato Min Eitz Amispake. It says Eitz in this pasuk twice. The beginning of the pasuk talks about Vashiyover Israel Bayar, a man entered a forest, Lachtav Eitzin, to chop wood. Now that Eitz is not the wood, the handle. That's the wood that he's chopping. And then it says, 9 seconds later, V'nitcha yode bagarzen lichreis ha'etz, again, V'noshala barzel minoetz, it's all the same eitz. So it's obviously the eitz that you were chopping that ended up killing. Om Rav Chiya Barashi, Om Rav, V'shnei mikra echo dorshu, Rebbe and the Chachamim, obviously both took their respective positions from this pasuk. The pasuk that says V'noshala barzel minoetz. What was the machlek? It's Rebbe Sava. Rebbe holds Yeshem l'Mesayres. V'nishal ksif. That it's true. The way you read the pasuk is V'noshal, but the way it's written, had there been no nekudos, the Mesayres of the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin fame would have been V'nishal. So it sounds like you did something that caused something else to kill. So you hit the wood, and now that caused the wood to go out and kill. Rabbanan Tzavi, the Rabbanan, however, hold Yeshem Lemikra. And the way you read it is not V'nishel, but rather V'noshel. So the barzel itself was what killed. Meaning the Pasuk is clearly attributing the act of murder. What was the weapon? What's the smoking gun in this story? It's the axe. It's the barzel, right? But did the barzel itself kill? Or did the barzel do something that triggered something else to kill? So if the word is v'nishel just diktuk is the barzel caused something to kill. The barzel hit the wood and the wood killed. If the word is v'noshel, that means the barzel itself killed. So Rebbe holds Yeshem l'Mesayres. Yeshem l'Mesayres means it's v'nishel. V'nishel means it caused the wood to kill. The Chachamim hold Yeshem l'Mikra. The barzel itself killed, but the Gemara says, "The Rebbe Yeshem l'Masayrus Fila." Is it possible that Rebbe holds Yeshem l'Masayrus? From Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, from Rabbi Yechonon, Rebbe, from Rabbi Yehuda ben Roy, it's Beishami, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Kulus Fila, Yeshem l'Mikra. And Rebbe is one of the Tanah mentioned as those who hold Yeshem l'Mikra. So it can't be that Rebbe holds Yeshem l'Masayrus. V'nishal k'sir. Rebbe holds Yeshem l'Mikra. Says the Gemara, the Kabbalah void. That's why he gave two reasons. He said, number one, I hold it says v'nishal. The oid, he added to that you have the Nemar Eitz Lamala, the Nemar Eitz Lamata, and the Eitz in the first two times that it's mentioned, the Pasuk is clearly talking about the Eitz HaMispakeya, the Eitz that you are chopping. So it makes sense then when it says V'noshal HaBarzal Mino Eitz U'motzes Re'eyu, that it's that Eitz that's Motzes Re'eyu, that was what that's what caused the murder. Either way, see, Abba, you say this thing of Machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim had to understand Pasha Pshat and what happened over here. V'noshal HaBarzal Mino Eitz. Did the Barzal kill? Or was it the Eitz that you chopped kill? What's the Machloikis Talian? So the Gemara says, could be the age-old Machloikis. Yeshem Lamikru, Yeshem Mesiris, which, by the way, permeates literally Kol HaTorah Kula. It affects all Shisha Sidre Mishnah, all Dalit Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. It comes up in a bunch of different places, this idea of Yeshem LeMikri, Yeshem LeMasayir, says the Gemara. This is a Sif Katan and that very global discussion of Yeshem LeMikri, Yeshem LeMasayir. But the truth is that what comes from this is really a real lumdus over here, as the Gemara is about to say. Because we have a Shiloh, when someone's Ritzech B'Shoigig. So, according to Rebbe, if I hit a piece of wood, and now the wood goes and kills, I'm going to be Chayiv Golas. In Lumdus, maybe that's a little bit of a Chiddush. Because we know Groma ben Azakin is Potter. Just like Groma is Potter ben Azakin, Groma b'Shvichas Damin is also Potter. Groma ben Azakin Potter, that's Perak HaKoynes, that's Bava Kama 101. And Groma b'Shvichas Damin is Potter, that's Mesechta Sanhedrin, that's Perak HaNisrofen 101. But the point is, the halach of Groma you have when it comes to the Azakin, the halach of Groma you have by Shvichas Damin. So there would be mokum to argue that Rebbe's Havana of the classic Ritzicha B'Shoigig is actually a case of Groma, which would then suggest that maybe the reason the Rabbanan argued in Lumdus Al Koponim, it's based on Yeshem L'Mikra, but maybe the reason they argued is because they hold it to Groma. And being that it's a Groma, you're not going to be chayit. If I swung the axe and the axe itself killed, the handle flipped off and that was what ultimately caused the death? Yeah, maybe, but if I hit wood and then the wood hit, either way, so the Gemara is going to touch on some of the slumness right now, and we're going to do what we do. I'm going to pop a man to show the piece of lidikla. If somebody would take a little bit of dirt, he would throw it at a dekel. For Osi Tamri, it hits the dekel, one of the dates falls off the dekel, for Osi Tamri, and it killed somebody. So my chayev or my pot? Zok the Gemara, banu machlekes. The Rebbe of Rabbanan. It's telling the machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbanan. According to Rebbe, I'm going to be chayev because even though the thing I threw didn't kill, it's just like with the axe. When I swing the axe itself didn't kill. I hit the wood killed. I threw something at the tree, and the tree, then something fell from the tree and killed. Whereas according to Rabbanan, where you need the axe itself to kill, so if I throw something and hit somebody, I'm going to be chayiv. But if I throw something at a tree and then something falls from the tree and kills, in that case, I'm not going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Ma'od Tema, I would have thought, Kikoyach Koychoy Dami Kamash Balan. That the difference is, over here, I threw it, the axe, like you said, is an extension of the arm. So maybe over there, it's considered Koychoy. So I hit the tree, and the tree itself killed. But over here, I threw the piece of dirt. It's not in my hand anymore when it hits the tree that causes something else to die. So maybe it's not looked at as koichoy, but in Lumdus, it's looked at as koyach koichoy. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. That it's not that the axe is looked at as an extension of my hand and it's only for that reason that I'm chayv. Even if I throw it, it's still considered koichay and I'm going to be chayv in that case as well. So the Gemara said, look, is there a case of koich? Koich, there obviously is. What would be the example of it? Just to accentuate the point a little bit better, you're going to show the pisa. Somebody would take this same pisa, the same piece of dirt, umachya legarma, he would throw it at a branch, va'azal garma, and now the branch went, umachya lekabasa, it hit a, Rashi says, eshkel hatmarim, a cluster of dates, va'azal tamri, va'azal tamri, va'katal, and the tamarim killed, over there you're going to be potter. But throwing something at the wood versus hitting the wood is the same thing. And that was Rapapa's Chiddush of Man Deshad Yupasu Ladikyo. V'osatami v'katol Balim Achagis Revi Rabbanan, that there's no chilik, your svar that you said, there's no chilik between hitting the wood or throwing something at the wood. They're both considered koichai. But enechanami, if I throw something at the wood, which hits something else, and then eventually it triggers, that's already too much. That's koichai. That's what we would call more simply grama. In that case, just like grama ben Azakin is pater, chai b'din eshamayim, and grama b'din nefashis is pater, Rama, when it comes to Shvichas Dam and B'Shoigig, is also going to be part. Zokti Mishnah Vaita. Somebody throws a stone into Rishos HaRabim. V'harak. He had no intent to kill. So in Perek HaNisrofen, we had a case where there was a group of people, and ironically, it was the week where that actually happened, but there was a group of people, and somebody threw something with the intention that he didn't care who he was going to kill. He just opened fire on a crowd of people. So the Gemara over there discussed that even according to the Man Dama that holds the Schavin Lahari Gazeh, Vahara Gazeh, is Chayiv, over there you're going to be Potter. Because you weren't even a Schavin Lahari Gazeh, you just wanted to kill someone. But in that case, you opened fire on a very large crowd, wanting to kill, you just don't care who you're going to kill. So that's that sugya. Over here, somebody throws an evident into Rishus Rabbim, he has no intent to kill. He's not trying to kill anybody. Sazari kevin Rishus Rabbim, Vaharak, but he killed. Sareza Gailo, he goes to Golas, he's considered a Ritzach B'Shoigig. What's the Chiddush? So Kataita Chamina, maybe he's a Karv Lemezid. And just like we had an Omer Mutter, Rava said he's Karv Lemezid, so he doesn't go to Golas. Bottom line is, Hazoirik Evan Lushusarabin Vahara Kareza Goy. Reblazim Yaakov said a big Kiddush. Yimish Yatso Evan Yadoi, Hoitzi Hala Esroishoi, Vikibla, Hareze Potter. If somebody throws an Evan to Rushusarabin, and at that time, the person that this stone hit wasn't in a Rushusarabin. The stone is in mid-ear. It's in the Rishus Rabbim. This person opens up his window. He sticks his head out, and it hits him in the head. If that happens, you're going to be potter. The only time you're chayiv is if the person that you killed was already in the Rishus Rabbim when you threw the Evan. But otherwise, you're going to be potter. Zara gesa Evan b'chatzeroi. If somebody throws an Evan into his own chatzer, v'horeg, and he kills. So somebody throws an Evan into his backyard. If the Nizek had Rishus to enter his backyard, goyla, then the person's considered like someone who threw an Evan into Rishus HaRabim. You're going to go to Golos. V'mla, but if the Nizek had no Rishus to go into your yard, in the girl, you don't go to Golos. Shenem v'ashiyobes re'eu bayar. Because the classic example of Shvichas Domim, Ritzicha b'shoigik, is the forest. And ma'ayar, Rishus l'nizek l'mazik l'konashom. Just like a forest is a place that the Nizek and the Mazik both have a right to enter. Avko, Rishus l'nizek l'mazik l'konashom. Yotza chotzer balabayis. As opposed to a private property, she'ein reshus l'nizik likares l'sham, where the nizik has no right to go. Abishol, oimer, abishol, and this is one of the most well-known halachas of Perek Eloi Nagoilin said, that I'll tell you another reason why the Torah used the wood chopper as the classic example of ritzicha b'shoigik. To teach me another halacha. What was the first halacha? That it only is a problem, you only go to Golas, as if it was Dumi Deyar. A forest is a public property. Everyone has a right to enter a forest. So too, I'm only chayv, I kill somebody b'shoigig in a public property. But if somebody was on my private property, I'm not going to be chayv. But Abishol said another halacha. Macha tovas etzim rishus, avko rishus. Just like when somebody's chopping wood. He's obviously doing something that if he wants to do, he could do, but not something he has to do. Because it's never going to be a mitzvah to chop wood. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that involves chopping wood. That's why most people here have never chopped wood. Yotza ha'av, coming to teach me a chiddush, that yotza ha'av, amaka es benoi. If a father was hitting his son, and he accidentally killed him, v'rava roid es talmidoi, or Rebbe was hitting his Talmud, and he accidentally killed him, or shliach bezdin was hitting somebody, malchus, or makas mardus, and he accidentally killed him, the halach is he's not going to go to Golas. Why not? Because it's not dumyu de chatov aseitzim. Chatov aseitzim is rishus, you're only chayiv if you're being oisik bedvar rishus. But when a father hits his son, he's not being oisik in advar rishus, he's being oisik bedvar mitzvah. When a Rebbe hits his Talmud, he's not being oisik bedvar rishus, he's being oisik bedvar mitzvah. When Bezdin hits somebody, that's certainly being oisik bedvar mitzvah. There's an exception to the rule when it comes to Golas, that if you're oisik bedvar mitzvah and you kill somebody b'shoigig, you're going to be Potter. Zok de Gemara. The Mishnah said, if somebody throws an Evan to Rishus HaRabim and he kills, you go to Golas. Faith Gemara, Rishus HaRabim, Mesedo. Isn't he a Mesed? If you throw something to Rishus HaRabim, what are you going to tell me? That's Shoigig? That's Psikresha. Right? Of course. You knew it was going to happen. You chop off somebody else. He died? What? And you threw an Evan to Rishus HaRabim? No kidding. It hit somebody. What were you expecting? Amr HaShmur, Yitzchak, Besoyser is Kaisle. Talking about not someone that literally, maliciously just took a stone and he threw it into Rishus HaRabim. But he was knocking down his wall. That happened to have been adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. He had a right to knock down his wall. So there's a svar in the Gemara that being that he's doing something he has a right to do, that's a mitigating factor. It's not viewed as mezid, it's viewed as shaygi. But the Gemara says, who cares? So what? You had a right to do it. You still should have been careful. So the Gemara says, it's crazy about light. Did it at night. But now you should also be careful. You did it not into the thick of Rishus HaRabim. It's not downtown Rishus HaRabim, but rather you're doing it on the side. It's in an ashpa, in an area where people throw their garbage out. So it's not so shchich that people are going to be there. But the Gemara says that manav shach hayashpa yichidam. If there are a lot of people there, pesheyu, then you're vayter amazed. Any loy shchich b'rabim. If there aren't people there, honest or you're anonymous. Amra papa leitzricha. It's a middle case. La ashpa asui lifanes babalai. People usually go there at night. Lifanes, by the way, means to use as an outhouse. Veinasui lipanes babayim. But people don't go there during the day. Some some people used to go during the day, and you did it during the day. So peshe lehavi not a peshe the inner asu lepanas b'yam, because usually people aren't there. Oynis not lehavi, but you can't be viewed as an oynis. Because sometimes people are there. Either way, we came up with some tweener case, a case where sometimes people are there, some people aren't there. It wasn't mamish v'shus harabim. You had a right to do it. It was by the ashba. Bottom line is a hechetimtza where it's a shaykh. But it's true in the classic case if somebody takes an evan and he just chucks it into reshus harabim. And it hits somebody in the nose and he kills him, then you can't say, I'm a shaykh. That's actually amazing, and there'll be different implications. Reb Lezim Yaakov said a chiddush in the Mishnah. Reb Lezim Yaakov said that the only time you go to Golis, if you throw an evan into Rishus HaRabim, is if the person that it hit was in the Rishus HaRabim before you let go of the evan. But if that person first entered the Rishus HaRabim after you release, you'll have to go to instant replay to see exactly how it played itself out, but then you're going to be potter, a new halacha. So obviously you need a makart or something like that. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, umatza. It says in the pasuk, umatza, esreyeu vames, hu yanus el achas aharim eilav achay. So again, it's the same case we've been talking about before. There's a man, he's in a forest, he's hacking holtz. V'nashal abarzum naeis. What does that mean? Machloikis Rebbe v'chachamim, umatza esreyeu. You know what umatza means? It hit someone, it found someone that had been there previously. That's what the word umatza means. Prat lemamtzias atzmai, meaning the thing that you did found the person, as opposed to the person finding it. So the person was there, and the eitz or the barzel found the person. But if the person wasn't there, then the eitz or the barzel didn't find the person. The person actually was the one that found the eitz. Mikan Amar Blessed Ben Yaakov Imish Yotza Evan Miyada Hitzel Blas Roish Avikid Lepat. This halach. So the Gemara says the Meimer the Matzah Mikara Mashma. Is that true? Wherever it says in the Torah the word matzah, it suggests that that person or that thing was there before you found it. For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. There's halacha that if somebody sold back in the day a stei achuza, so this was a property that he had b'Yerusha going back to the times of Yeshua Benon. And Nebuch, this person needed the money, so he was forced to sell. And then later, he falls into money. He has a right to be goyalin. Special schus, the Torah says that if you sell a stei achuza, you have a right to redeem it. Stating that, the only time you're allowed to redeem it is if you didn't have the money at the time that you sold it. Let's say you really had money at the time you sold it. You wanted to sell it for whatever reason. And then later, you have remorse. No. Now already you can't redeem it. So if you were forced into selling it, so then the halacha is, you could redeem it. But if you weren't forced into selling it, you did it because that was something you decided you wanted to do, then this halacha is that you can't redeem it. Now, the pasuk that describes this halacha, the halacha that says you could redeem a stei achuza, the ish ki lo yeh lo goya, the hisiga yadai. So right now, he couldn't redeem his property. He was forced to sell it. Later, v'siga yadai, he made money. Umatza, and he found kidei lulas. So we learn from there, prat lematza, that the only time you could redeem it is if umatza, you fell into the money later. But if you always had the money, you can't. And we learn from here, shalayim ka berachav yigal b'karev, berav yigal b'yafa, that if you had money or property, you can't now sell that property to redeem this property that you sold. You could only redeem it if you had no money, no property. You were forced, therefore, to sell it. Now you have money. Now you could redeem it. Now, where is this learned out from? From the word umatza. So when you darshin the word umatza, exactly the opposite from the way Reb Lezim Yaakov darshin. Reb Lezim Yaakov says umatza's mashma, it's always here. Here we're saying that the person found the money now. But had he always had the money, then fakert, it wouldn't be considered umatza. So what does umatza mean? Umatza means it was always here. Umatza means, to the contrary, it wasn't here at all. Amar Rava, Rava says, really, umatza can mean anything. You have to look at the context. Hacha minyani dekra, v'hasa minyani dekra. What's the context by stei achuza? Hasa minyani dekra, umatza dumi de v'sigi yadai. The pasuk says v'sigi yadai. What does v'sigi yadai mean? Ma v'sigi yadai mehashta means he fell into money. Now, af matza nami mehashta. So matza also means he just got the money, man. That he didn't always have it. Hacha minyani dekra. When it comes to v'sigi b'shagi, the same thing. Umatza dumi deya, ma yar, midi di isi meikara, af umatza nami, midi di isi meikara. Umatza in context of the yah, the forest was always here. So umatza, this person that was in the forest was always here as well. So umatza doesn't mean anything. In a vacuum, it could be anything. You have to look at the broader context. Whatever the broader context suggests, umatzah means, that's what it means. But the bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, umatzah, it found the person, which suggests that the barzal or the eitz found the person, as opposed to the person finding the barzal or the eitz. That's where we know this halacha, that if somebody throws an evan into a rishus harabim, if the person was previously in the rishus harabim, he's going to be chayv. If the person wasn't previously in the rishus harabim, he's not going to be chayv. Mishnah said, hazoyrek es ho evan. So the classic example of a reitzach b'shoigig is the case of the yar. What do we learn from there? Two things. Number one, ma yar reshus lenizik ulamazik likonis l'sham. I've called reshus lenizik ulamazik likonis l'sham. But Abishol said another halacha. Ma chatovas eitzim reshus. I've called reshus. When somebody chops wood, he's not doing a mitzvah because there's no mitzvah that involves chopping wood. So too, the only time you go to Galus if you kill somebody b'shoigig is if you weren't involved in doing a mitzvah. It's not true. You're making a hanocha. B'shol said there's no such thing as chopping wood for a mitzvah. Do mechatovas eitz in the sukkah. Mechatovas eitz in the marocha. How do you build a sukkah? With wood. The atzei hamarocha that they use to bring karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you get that wood? Somebody chopped it, so it's true. Maybe you, the end user, didn't chop the wood, but somebody chopped it. And whoever chopped that wood, l'chura, was doing a mitzvah. Because he was chopping wood for the mitzvah, sasei deiraisa, of yeshiva sukkah, or for the mitzvah, sasei deiraisa, of bringing karbonis and aktara, which involved the atzei marocha. So mehechatesi, this wood chopper, is just frivolously on a Sunday afternoon chopping wood. Maybe he's doing this l'tzayrach mitzvah. And still, the pasuk of the Torah is true. That if you killed somebody, b'shoigeg u'matzah, you're going to go to galus. Says the Gemara, amalei. It's not true. Because chopping wood for a sukkah and chopping wood for atzei marocha, even though you're doing it for a very noble reason, it's still not considered a mitzvah. Because kiva de matzah chatov einoi chaytev. Let's say you would have wood prepared. Would there be a mitzvah to go now and chop the wood? No, you have the wood. So what do you see from there? That there's no mitzvah to chop wood. It's if you need it, you chop it. It's what we would call a hechsher mitzvah. If I need to do it, I do it. But if I don't need to do it, then I don't do it. It's being that it's only an inyan to do it if I need it, but if I don't need it, there's no inyan to do it. That's the proof. That's the barometer. That's how I know that this is not a mitzvah. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, even if you're doing it for very noble reasons, it's very, very fine, it's very nice, maybe you get schar for doing a hechsher mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you want to call it a mitzvah, I can't call it a mitzvah. It's a rishos. And being that it's a rishos, I could make, says Abishol, my drosha, that the only time you chayiv gol is if you're being an oisik of a dvar rishos. So it's true, you're being oisik in a dvar rishos, that's very noble, it's very nice, it's kishmak, it's gevaldik. But the point is, a mitzvah it's not. And how do I know it's not a mitzvah? Because a mitzvah is something you have to do. Something that is optional. It could be I do have to do it. It could be I don't have to do it. It depends on the circumstances. I do have wood prepared. I don't have wood prepared. That's not a mitzvah. Obviously, if we, therefore, it's only in that case where you have the halacha that you chayiv golus, but a regular mitzvah, not Isri Rabbi Nilu Rava. So Rabbi Nilu told Rava, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Listen to this next Gemara. What was the example of mitzvah mentioned in the Mishnah? Mishnah gave three examples. Yotzav Amakas Benoi, that Rabbi read this Talmidai, Vishliach Bastin, Bechura. I think that's the same thing. Lema Kibin the Gomar Lav Mitzvah, Hashtanami Lav Mitzvah. Every father has a mitzvah, just hit his son. Every Rebbe has a mitzvah to just hit his Talmud. That's it. You just smack him for no reason? No. You only do it if there's a reason to do it. But if there's no reason to do it, I've had you don't do it. Meaning it's like Eitzim. If you need to chop the wood, you chop it. If you don't need to chop it, you don't chop it. So if the Mishnah clearly refers to other Makas Benoi, Rabbi Reudes Talmidoi, as being a mitzvah, that means Chatovas Eitzim maybe is also a mitzvah. So then the whole drasha doesn't start. What are you telling me? That Chatovas Eitzim is not a mitzvah, but a Makis Benoia, Rabbi Reudes Talmidoi is a mitzvah. Monoshach, I think they're both mitzvahs. Maybe Chatovas Eitzim is talking about Litvar mitzvah. Elam, are you going to tell me it's not a mitzvah because maybe you don't need it? So maybe the father doesn't have to hit his son either. Zokti Gemara, it's different. You know why it's different? Because Hassam, when it comes to chinuch, afal gafta gomor, even if he's a gomor, mitzvah, there's still a mitzvah. The chsiv yaser bincha, v'yani checha, v'yite madanam l'nafshach. You think there's no mitzvah to hit your son if he's doing what's right? It's not true. Even if he's doing the right thing, still, there's a mitzvah to hit his sons. I'll tell you something very interesting. This Shabbos, somebody told me that he heard from Rabbi from Yeshua Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva. So he said, in the Aftar in Parashas Chayasara. So what's the Aftar? Malachim Aleph, Perak Aleph, Amelech David Zokim, Baba Yomim. And David, of course, wants that Shloima, his son, should be the Melech. But Adoniyo, who was older than Shloima, Adoniyo, Ben Chagis, Misnasei Lemar, Ani Amloich, he wanted to be king. Vayasle Rechev, Farashim, Vachamisha, Mishrotzim, Lefano. And an entourage of people that were running in front of him. Says the Pasik, V'layatzavai Aviv Miyam of Lemar. David HaMelech, Adoniyo's father, never gave his son Musar. Madua kochasisa. Why are you behaving the way you're behaving? The gamu toif toir ma'oid. He was very handsome. He was the next son after Avshalom. But the pasuk says that Adoniyo had never gotten Musar from his father David. And the Medrash says that the reason the pasuk's throwing this in here is to show why Adoniyo came to what he did. Because a father has to give Musar to his son. And if a father doesn't give Musar to his son, then at some point, maybe years later, Gam Kiyaskin, at some point, he's going to slip up. And that's what happened with Adoniyo. And the Medrash says it as a taina on David HaMelech. That David HaMelech should have been Mechanech Adoniyo. And that's what the Pasuk throws it in over here. To show what happens, because David HaMelech wasn't Mechanech Adoniyo. And Avraham Yeshua asks the obvious question. He says, I don't understand. David HaMelech wasn't Mechanech his son? How's that possible? How could it be David HaMelech wasn't Mechanech his son? So Avraham Yeshua gesagt, Weisen Weissachois, that Adoniyo didn't need Chinuch. He didn't need it. He was perfect. He was great. He was a metzuyah. He didn't need chinuch. He didn't need a few frask. It wasn't something that was necessary. But the point is, that being that he never got Musar, no one ever told him he was doing something wrong. Eventually, at some point later, he was misnase lemar ani emlech. Somewhere he slipped. He said, because even a perfect child, even a metzuyah, sometimes needs a little bit of teichacha. Because the bottom line is, if you never had anybody discipline you, you never had anyone tell you, this is okay or this is not okay, he could slip. It's a mefurish gemara. This is the gemara we're learning right now. The gemara says clearly, this pasuk, yaser bincha v'yanichecha v'yite madanem lina. The bottom line is, I forgot the gomer. Every single son needs to be mechonach. It doesn't matter, he's a mitzuyin, he's not a mitzuyin. Some idea, some concept of hadracha, regardless, says the gemara, hada my rava, but then rava said, lav milsi da amri. I think it's more pashit. I think it's more pashit how I know that when the pasuk says that Vashayoba Yisrael Bayar Lachtovetzim, we're not talking about someone that's being oisik with Var Mitzvah, but we're talking about someone that's being oisik with Var Rishos. How do I know that? Because it says the word Vasher. Vashayoba Yisrael Bayar. Vasher means punked. Just so happens he decided that he wants to be in the yard. The boy ayel, the boy loy ayel. He wants to, he could. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So the night of mitzvah. But if you're going to tell me it's a mitzvah, mis argue the loy ayel. It's not Vasher. Vasher means he made a decision. You know something, you know I'm going to do today? I'm going to be in the, no, it wouldn't be, that's, you have to do it. You're being oisik with Var Mitzvah. Elamai, you're not being oisik with Var Mitzvah. So just like Chatovas Eitzim is not Var Mitzvah, so too you only chayev for Ritzicha B'Shoigig. If it's not at Var Mitzvah, that's how I know. Yotza Ava Makis Benoi, Varav Haroides Tamid. Omali Ravada Barahava Lurova, Kolech Dixiv Asher, the Boyu, is that true? Every time it says the word Asher, it means it's optional. Elamayata, last your kasha. We know that Loch is if somebody's Tomei, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. If someone's Tomei and goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Koras. It's a Pasek. V'ish ashe yitma v'lo yischata v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ahim mitoich hakol ki es mikdash Hashem timei. So if someone's Tomei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Koras. Now the Pasek says, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. So make the same deal. Maybe the only time a Tomei is Chayiv Koras for entering the Mikdash is if he became Tomei doing a Dvar Rishos. But let's say he had a mitzvah to become Tomei. And then he entered the Mikdash. You're going to tell me you're not going to be chayv, right? Let's see it inside. El meyat v'shashi yitma v'lo yischata iboi mitami iboi loy mitama. Meaning meitz mitzvah d'lo yisagi d'lo mitama. In the case of a meitz mitzvah, where you have to be mitama. Meitz mitzvah, by the way, means the traditional meitz mitzvah. It could also mean a kohen that has a mitzvah of lo yitama to be mitama to one of his sheva krovim. The Rambam holds that even Yisrael has that mitzvah of lo yitama. So a case where someone was mitama, but not optionally, but because he had a mitzvah, Hachanami the Potif, he then enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. You're going to tell me there's no Chi of Karis? I Asher. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, it's true, it does say Asher. And based on that, you would think maybe that's the halacha. But the Amakra, the Pasuk also says, Tameyiyeh Mikol Makay. From the words Tameyiyeh, we learn the rabbis, even someone that became Tameh because of a mitzvah. I need Tameyiyeh to teach me something else. The rabbis Tfuyoyim. It's to teach me that not only an ordinary Tameh, but even a Tameh that already had Tfilah, or even a Tameh that had Tfilah and Harav Shemesh, he just didn't complete his Tumah, he didn't bring his carbon yet, even such a Tameh, who maybe qualitatively is not as Tameh anymore, that's the lumbus of Tful Yoyim and Mechusar Kippurim, we'll see that when we don't catch him, but even such a Tameh, even he is included, no, it says Tameyiyeh, Tumasai Bay, Oy Tumasai Bay, bottom line is, it's from a Reboy in the Pasuk, that I know that somebody that became Tommy because he had a mitzvah and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash, Tommy, that Loch is going to be Menichus. But then Hanami, Asher itself could be a little bit misleading, and that's why Asher, Rava said, Hodom HaRava, he says, it's Pashal, like HaTavah says in our Mishnah, is Rishos. Forget about Sukkah, you don't have to get involved in that whole discussion. You need it, you don't need it. It's more simple. Asher always suggests the Davish Rishos. Ikid HaMasal HaHa. Some had this exchange of Rava regarding a different discussion. The Pasuk says, Becharish Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, so this is a pasuk sort of tucked away. The pasuk says sheshes yomim tavid. Obviously, we're talking about the 6 days of the week. Uvayoy mashvi on Shabbos tishbois. Then the pasuk says becharish uvakotzer tishbois. Charisha and ktsira are off limits. What's this pasuk referring to? Pasuk sounds like talking about Shabbos, which means then the Torah singles out two of the Lamatas Malachas. Now we know the Torah doesn't talk about the Lamatas Malachas. The Lamatas Malachas we know because the Dumi the Malach Samishka. The only one of the Lamatas Malachas that are mentioned is Lo Sevaruish Bechomoish Veisechem Yemei Shabbos, and that's why there's one Mandamer in Shas that holds Lelav Yotzes. It's not even a Malacha. It's not even one of the Lamatas Malachas. It's not a Malacha Bechlal. Here you have a Pasuk Becharish Vakatzer Tish Vice that Chayresh and Koitzer, two of the Lamatas Malachas are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. Why didn't we know that? So, okay, we should know that. But the truth is, it's a Machlokes Tanaim, as we're about to see. It's a Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether that Pasuk is really talking about Shabbos, or that Pasuk is not talking about Shabbos. Now, the Reish of the Pasuk is for sure talking about Shabbos. The question is, the Seifa, Bechor, Shabbat, Kotzer, Tishbar, does it mean Shabbos, or maybe it means Shvius? Maybe it means Shemitah. So, Zok to Gemar. Ikid Masalaha, Bechor, Shabbat, Kotzer, Tishbar. Rabbi Kiva says, it's the second part of the Pasuk is talking about Shemitah. But even Shemitah, I don't need this Pasuk for. Because I know you're not allowed to be Chayrish. I know you're not allowed to be Kotzer and Shvius. Einoit Sarach, Loimar, Chorish, or Shvius, Bechor, Shvius. Sharik, Farnema, Sotchel, Sizra, Vecharma, Cholis, Ismael, you know what's coming to teach me? Fiddle Chorish, Erish, Shvius, Nechos, Shvius, Bechor, Shvius, Shvius, Shvius. Let's say somebody is being chayrish on Erev Shvius, but everything that's going to grow is going to grow on Shvius. Well, somebody wants to be koitzer on Shvius, but really, he's going to be koitzer b'shminis, but he's being koitzer b'shminis, something that he could have already been koitzer in Shvius. That's in Nisraba, from this pasuk to tell me, b'charish b'katzah tishbois, it's a riboy, that even Erev Shvius, and the year after Shvius, the 6th year and the 8th year, sometimes the laws of Shvius could apply. Rabbi Shmuel had a different shot. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, this pasuk, the end of the pasuk is not talking about Shvius. The end of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Why did the pasuk say Chorish v'Katzer? To teach me Allah, Ma Chorish Rishos, Av Katzer Rishos. Because Chorish is always a Rishos. You can never be Chorish for a Dvar Mitzvah. It never makes sense to be Chorish for a Dvar Mitzvah. So to Katzer is a Rishos. Yotzer Katzer, Oymer Shu Mitzvah. It's coming to exclude Kitzir ha oimer. If someone cuts for the carbon oimer, it says in the Torah, uktzartem, there's a mitzvah to be koitzer for the oimer. So in that case, being that you're doing a mitzvah, even if you're doing it on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayef. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. The reason that the Torah wrote the Chorish of a Kotzer, it's not telling me Allah in Hilchah Shemitah, it's telling me Allah in Hilchah Shabbos. I don't need this Allah in Hilchah Shabbos. No, I do need this Allah in Hilchah Shabbos. To teach me that a Ktsir shel mitzvah, you're not Amalei Hu Mirabban al Rava. Mimai the Charisha the Rishos. How do I know that the Charisha and the Pasuk is Rishos? Dum the Charisha is Oymer the Mitzvah. Maybe Charisha is also a Dvar Mitzvah. You were being Charish to feel that eventually you're going to plow and grow and be Koitzer the Ktsir Oymer. Vafilo Achi Amar Achmara Tishbois. So you see that even a Ktsirish al Mitzvah is Aser. Amalei Si told the Kibbin the Matzah Charish. Any Charish lad Mitzvah. Charisha for Oymer is not a Dvar Mitzvah, because you're only Chayrish if you need to be Chayrish. But if you have a field that's plowed already, you're not going to have to do it. Eis for Ravina L'Rovitz. Ravina asked Rav the same Kasha from our Mishnah. Yotza, Ova Makas B'nai V'Rav, Reidus Tamidoi, V'Shliach Bez, V'Amai. Why is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Lema, why don't we say, Kibit Ilu Gomer Lav Mitzvah? Being that if the kid didn't need the Chinuch, it wouldn't be a Mitzvah, Hashna Nami Lav Mitzvah. So he told him, no, awesome over there, Afa Gafta Gomer, Nami Mitzvah Kovit. Even if he's a Gomer, it is a Mitzvah. The Chsiv Yatza Bin Chavyan Nechacha, the Pasuk that we mentioned before. Hodom HaRav. Then Rav said, no, you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to say this Chiddush. Lav milsi da amri, Tzira Dumya Decharisha. It's poshet that I can learn from Becharish Uvakotzer this idea that Tziras Oimer is something that's not Asar on Shabbos. Dumya Decharisha. Because even if you're going to tell me that when I'm Chorish, a field for an Oimer, it's considered a mitzvah, but the bottom line is I still don't have to do it. Whereas the Ktiras Oimer, you always have to do. So it's still not Dumya. Because Ma Charisha Matzah Charish Enei Chorish, Av Ktira Nami Matzah Katzer Enei Chorish. If he saw Gadaitach Mitzvah, Matzah Katzer Enei Chorish. Mitzvah Likzer Lahavi. You can never tell me that you don't have to be Chorish the Oimer. Whereas Charisha, even if it's a mitzvah when I do it, despite the fact that I didn't have to do it, but it's still something that I don't have to do. As opposed to Ktira, which is something I do have to do. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, I know from the Charish of a Katzer Tishbois, Lema'it, that even though koitzer is one of Lamatas Malachas, but if someone's koitzer for the Omer, being that you be Mekayim a mitzvah, you're not going to be over that one of the Lamatas Malachas. Either way, just one Ha'ara. So we had over here a discussion on Oman Aleph. We're going to have to go through this really, really quickly because unfortunately it got late early. But just one Ha'ara. So we had a discussion. If somebody chops wood for Atzei Sukkah, for Atzei Marocha, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? So Gemara Netzad, it's a mitzvah. But then the Gemara said, it's not mashva that it's a mitzvah. Because be that you don't have to chop wood, if you already have wood, Zoysoy Meres, that's a raya that even when you need it, you're not doing a mitzvah. Okay, simple enough. But there's one Rashi that throws in two words when he explains this Gemara that was literally Marish Olamos. Says Rashi, Hashtanami, Kiloy Matzah Chatuva, Ina Chatova Mitzvah. Being that if you had the wood already, you wouldn't have to chop the wood. It's for that reason the chopping is not a mitzvah. Ela Asiyas Asuk. You want to know what stage of sukkah is a mitzvah? Making the sukkah. Meaning chopping the wood for a sukkah, that's not a mitzvah. A bezot Rashi, Belashayne Azov, making the sukkah, that already is a mitzvah. And the question is, why is making the sukkah any different than chopping the wood for a sukkah? You only have to chop the wood for the sukkah if you need the wood. L'chayra, I only have to make a sukkah if I don't have a sukkah. But if I have a sukkah, I have a mitzvah to make a sukkah? No. The mitzvah is leishev basukkah. Basukkah is teishvu, to sit in a sukkah. L'chayra, just like chopping wood for a sukkah is a heksha mitzvah, making the sukkah is a heksha mitzvah as well. Shteita and Rashi anaya maisa. That building a sukkah is in and of itself a mitzvah. The truth is that this is something that's really tali ba'ashle ravrvi, really, really big ashle. How big? It's machlekes bavli and Yerushalmi. There's a Gemara in the Sefer Sukkah daf mem vavam and alf. Tana rabban oisa sukkah la'atzma. If somebody makes a sukkah, oimer he makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Nichnas leishev, when he sits down in the sukkah, he also makes a bracha. Asher kedishonu v'mitzvayse v'tzivanu leishev ba'sukkah. When he's about to make Kiddush, he makes a bracha as well. And then the Gemara says, today the minhag is that we do everything when we make Kiddush. And that's the halacha, of course, that you don't make a shachiyon when you build a sukkah, you don't make a leisha basukkah when you enter the sukkah, you make Kiddush, and then you make the leisha basukkah, and you make the shachiyon as well. Tosfos says, ikatana the tani b'Yerushalmi, there's a tani Yerushalmi b'perek haroya that says, asola atzmoy mevarech lasoy sukkah. Then when you build a sukkah, you're supposed to make a bracha. Which bracha? Sher kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lasos sukkah. When you make the sukkah for somebody else, the nusach's a little bit different. But the bottom line is, you don't just make a shechiyanu when you build a sukkah, says the Yerushalmi. You actually make a brichas ha-mitzvahs. You make a bracha of lasos sukkah, says Davni Nezer. That vaista is Rashi held like the Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli. So it's machoik is Bavli and Yerushalmi. And Rashi held that if there's a whole sugya of the chatovas eitzim is a mitzvah, vaista is that siyas ha-sukkah is certainly a mitzvah. The question is chopping wood for the sukkah. But the making the sukkah itself, that's certainly without a question going to be a mitzvah. And Rashi is passing like the Yerushalmi. As if to say, in Rashi's world, maybe you'd make a bracha, sheki deshono b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu lasei sukkah. Now this, Avni Nezer, is obviously a very, very big chiddush. But the reason it's such a big chiddush, if you like a look at Yerushalmi inside, this Yerushalmi is much more mechudush than you think. Listen to Yerushalmi. Oysa sukkah la'atzmoy, somebody makes a sukkah for himself, oymer baruch ha-sheki deshono b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu lasei sukkah. La'cherim, let's say you're making the sukkah for somebody else, you say a different bracha, lasei loy sukkah. I'm skipping a little bit. If somebody makes a lulav for himself, if you make the lulav for somebody else, a different nusach. If you make a mezuzah, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. So this year, Shalmi didn't only say his halacha regarding sukkah, he said the halacha regarding sukkah, regarding lulav, regarding tefillin, regarding tzitzis, regarding mezuzah, any time a person does, who creates a chetzer shel mitzvah, the halach is that you're supposed to make a bracha. So that's Rashi's psak halacha. Rashi holds that the emes is like this Yerushalmi. The truth is that Tosis quotes this Yerushalmi in Perikat Chelis, and Masachtis Menachas Daf Memez, Amebez, and the other context is tefillin. Making tefillin, you do make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Bavli says you don't, says Tosis, Yerushalmi says it's the same Yerushalmi. That any time a person makes the chetzer shel mitzvah, you're supposed to make a bracha. It's a very big chiddush what Avni is saying, but Avni Nezer Shtelsu Rashi to this Yerushalmi. But the truth is, in the Yerushalmi itself, a little bit sorry. What does Yerushalmi hold? Yerushalmi holds that building a sukkah is a mitzvah. And there's, by the way, a little bit of a basis to that. There's a little bit of a basis to that. Because the She'iltis, the Rabbi Chai Goyen, says, Chayovin Beis Yisrael Lemevid Mitalo Losa, Dechsiv, Chaga Sukkah Stasalacha. Chaga Sukkah Stasal. Do sukkahs. Right, by Shabbos, you have lasis for Shabbos. Do Shabbos. You do Shabbos, you do sukkahs. What does that mean? It says, no, lasis, chaga sukkahs tasalacha means make a sukkah. But again, that would be good if it was only said by sukkahs. The problem is you have it by all the mitzvahs. So what does the Yerushalmi hold? Yerushalmi holds that making a chefetz shel mitzvah is in and of itself a mitzvah. Of course, it's not a mitzvah. It's not one of the tarryag mitzvahs. You don't have to rework the tarryag mitzvahs according to the Yerushalmi because sukkah you have the mitzvah to sit in, so you have the mitzvah to make the sukkah. Tefillin you have the mitzvah to put on tefillin, tefillin shayat, tefillin shorosh. Right? That's not the pshat of the Yerushalmi. Or maybe that is. Yerushalmi holds it's a mitzvah making the chefetz shel mitzvah. The Yerushalmi holds it's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's taka a hechsher mitzvah, but you make a bracha even on a hechsher mitzvah. So I'll tell you one marimakim, and then we're going to have to end. And that is that the Ramah, ironically, in Hilchas Lulav, is discussing the halacha of hamivaz v'zal yivaz v'zayisim mechayim. So we all know that halacha. The Ramah brings it in Hilchas Lulav and Simit Tov Reish Nun Vav, and this is one of the two places in Shulchan Aruch, the other place is in Merudea, Kuf Nun Zayin, where he brings that's only true for mitzvah saseh, it's not true for mitzvah lo saseh. So Teich Dvarav, the Bir Halacha has a long arichos, and the Bir Halacha discusses this idea, if a person doesn't have enough money to do a mitzvah, hamivaz v'zal yivaz v'zayisim mechayim. So he goes off on a tangent a little bit. So it says the Bir Halacha, he saw in the Sefer Oilas Tovim and in the Elyur Rabbah, G'dayli HaPoiskin, they were both mechavim to the same exact chiddush. They both said that let's say a person doesn't have enough money to buy tefillin, doesn't have enough money to buy a talis katan. Should he knock on people's doors, so to speak? Should he be mechazir al hapsachim? Should he go ask people for money or no? He doesn't have enough money. There's halacha, yivaz v'zayisim mechayim. She can't afford it. So mameli, you're going to be potter. So they both bring from Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi says that if a person can't afford to do a dvar mitzvah, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha says it was always a tamir gedayla by him. He doesn't understand. He says why? Because the halacha is if somebody doesn't have money for dalut koisis below Pesach, so you have to be mechazir al hapsachim. If a person doesn't have money for their Chanukah, you have to be mechazir al hapsachim. They're both mitzvahs derabbanon. So you see, even for a mitzvah derabbanon, you have to be mechazir al hapsachim. Kal v'chomer for a mitzvah derayso. He says the halacha is only has money for Ner Shabbos. To be mekayim v'karos al Shabbos oinig, you're supposed to be mechazir al hapsachim. That's divrei Kabbalah. This is regular psukim in the Torah. So madach for those things, he says shuvro isi that in the sefer Meir Ktzir, Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks this kasha that he was mechavin that this kasha that how is it possible that the Yerab and the Oilas Tamid could hold that a person is not mechuyev to mechazal of sochim mekayim mitzvah day rice. If you find my mitzvah rabban is by different kabbalah, either Yerushalmi. So it says the Bir Halacha. If you take a look at the Yerushalmi, the shoyni azov shel Yerushalmi, you'll realize that there's something else going on in the Yerushalmi. I read it to you quickly inside. Tani Reb Shimon by Yechayim, Gadol he kibud of the aim. Kibud of aim is more chashev than being mechaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu. By kibud of aim it says kabbalah sevicha vesimecha. By when it comes to mechaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it says kabbalah Hashem mehoincha. Now, what does it mean, mehoincha? Mima ato mechabdim, ma sheyichoncha. From what Hashem gave you. Mafish leket shekrupeya, mafish truma, maiser rishon, umaiser shedin, umaiser oni, vachala, vaoise sukkah, velula, vashoifer, vitfilim, vitzitzis, umaichla sani, vasareevim, umashkes atzmeim, imyesh lachata chayber kulam. This is the Yerushalmi. If you have money, you can afford it, you do it. Then, ein lachav, you can't afford it, ein ato chayb achasan, you're not chayb. Then you're off the hook. Abel shubo, itzel kibit of aim. When it comes to kibit of aim, it doesn't say mehoincha. Kabed es avicha v'asimecha. Whether you have it, ben sheyesh l'chahoin, ben she'en l'chahoin, kabed es avicha v'asimecha, v'afilu ato misaviv al hapsachim. Even if it means you have to knock on people's doors. Says the Elyur Rabbah and the Eilas HaTamid, it's mefurish in Yerushalmi. That when it comes to kabed es Hashem, it's only mehoincha. You don't have to be misaviv al hapsachim. But when it comes to kibud of aim, over there it doesn't say mehoincha. There you have to be misaviv al hapsachim. So it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. B'zok the bir halacha. Let's go through the Yerushalmi a little bit more slowly. And let's be medayik l'shoyni azov shalei Yerushalmi. this one excerpt. Va'oise sukkah the lulav the shayfer v'tefillah mitzutzes. Frek the bir halacha. Va'oise sukkah the lulav the shayfer v'tefillah mitzutzes. It's not va'oise. It's v'yoshev besukkah. V'noite lulav. V'taykeya shayfer. The kosher tefillin, the loyvish tzitzis. What does it mean by oisa? Zok to Yerushalmi, zok to Be'er Lach, I'll tell you what it means. It's the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. This Yerushalmi, which is in the first parak of Masechtas Peah, is l'shitasai to the other Yerushalmi, which is in the ninth parak in Masechtas Brachos, that Tosis quotes in Shas, that Tosis quotes in Sukkah Mem Vav and Menachas Mem Beis. And that is that the Asiyas HaMitzvah Zeichach Chashivos. And you make a brach on the Asiyas HaMitzvah. But it's not like the mitzvah itself. It's still a Hechsher Mitzvah, says the Be'er Lach. It's still a Hechsher Mitzvah. And being that it's still a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's for that reason you don't have to be mechazer al psachim. So if I can either borrow someone's tzitzis, let's say, or I can make my own tzitzis, but to make my own tzitzis, I'm going to have to knock on somebody's door after you mechazer al psachim. Kabres Hashem mehoincha. But avada, when it comes to the mitzvah itself, there's no limitation of mehoincha. Avada, you have to be mechazer al psachim. If you have to be mechazer al psachim for Ner Chanukah and for Daled Kosis and for Ner Shabbos, certainly you have to be mechazer al psachim for tefillin and mezuzah and lulav and sukkah. There's nothing to talk about. Yerushalmi, Aval Oisa. It's the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. That Asiya is a chashivus. You make a bracha on Asiya. So k'daitach, I mean, it should be different. So says the Be'er Lach, he believes that the raya from the Yerushalmi is not a raya and there's nothing to talk about. The Yid has to be mechazal al psachim. There's a lot more to talk about on this Rashi. We'll have to pick it up another day.